الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا وحبيبنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله الذي أرسل إلى كافة للناس بشيرا ونذيرا وداعيا إلى الله بإذنه وسراجا منيرا. فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في كلامه المجيد وفرقانه الحميد: بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر. صدق الله المولانا العظيم وصدق النبيه الكريم، وإنه على ذلك من الشاهدين والشاكرين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. My dear respected brothers and elders, like our previous Jummah, addressing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us a means and a time in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to be close to Him. Certain moments, certain days, or certain special occasion where we divert ourselves to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fully and gain His pleasure and gain forgiveness, so that we can get the thing which Allah has promised us to give, the place where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised us to put in all the ni'mah of the blessing which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised us He would give. So Allah has promised to give us Jannah, and that is something which is haqq for all the believers, all the mu'min, that every believer who believes in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and does not associate with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala any partner, does not worship anybody but Allah, does not have any faith in any other things apart from the faith in faith of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised that I will put them into a special place, a place where they will live forever and ever, a place where they will have no difficulties at all, a place where they will not even have to quarrel over petty things, a place where they will unite and they will live in peace. They will have no worry, no illness, no diabetes, no blood sugar, no heart attacks. They will have no headaches. They will not have responsibility of the family, responsibility of the community, responsibility of other things which are they responsible for. So they will have no worry and concern of whatsoever. They will be in peace and enjoying the benefits and the favors and the ni'mah which I will keep for them, or I kept for them. And that is paradise, Jannah. So this is what Allah has promised us to give. And time again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us by fixing those special moments and special seasons and at the current moment we are the season of Zilhajjah Hajj, where these Hujjaj have performed the Hajj and they are performing other A'mals and seeking the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, going close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, getting their sins wiped off. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept, He will keep His promise. Long as we do what Allah has ordered us to do, long as we keep to our words what we promised Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that, oh, surely You are a sustainer, You are a Rabb. And to prove that, Allah has sent us to this world. Long as we prove that, then Allah's wa'ada, Allah's promise will be for us. He will guarantee that for us. Now, certain times, you probably heard, a person who commits sin, due to their sin, they will be punished. But one day they will definitely get the ni'mah, the paradise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But bearing in mind that that punishment, which will be opposite of Jannah, which is fire of hell, Jahannam, is that punishment bearable for us? Is that punishment which we can take? Is that punishment which we are prepared for? No, no one is prepared for that punishment. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept Jannah, paradise, pure. And He wants to keep that paradise for pure people, for His pure servants. Therefore, as He promised that My believers who have faith in Me and in My beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they had led life according to that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not want to put anybody who has committed sin and disregarded that by not obeying the order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by performing few namaz a week, or one namaz a week, one namaz a year. That is not fulfilling the order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So therefore Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has to purify them. And the only way to purify these people is the fire of hell, which is severe. Like a blacksmith, to get rid of the rust on the metal, he has to burn the metal to get rid of the rust. Without burning it, there is no way to get rid of the rust. So similarly, our rust, which we have created by doing sins, by disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this has to be purified and melted and get rid of in the fire of hell. A period of what's the period or duration of us staying in the fire of hell? That depends on how much sin we did. And that depends on the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, entirely on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can also forgive that. Depending on a person, how much he has repented in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So my dear respected brothers and elders, for all these things to happen, to understand, or even to do anything in this world, a person has to have knowledge, a person has to know, a person has to learn, a person has to understand, and how to do this particular thing. In every field, there is a method of doing things And for that method to be to implement the method, you have to learn the method. You have to learn it. And that is called knowledge. But the knowledge of Deen, knowledge of Islam, knowledge for Akhirah, knowledge for what we have been created for, who has created us and sent us to this world, to have that knowledge is compulsory, is a must for every mu'min, mu'minat, every Muslim, female and male. To have that much knowledge that why I have been created and what is my purpose of life, what should I do to please my Lord, what should I not do to stop or refrain from so that my Lord does not get angry with me. This much is compulsory. Nowadays we use our intellect, our brain, our mind, our time on things which are not necessary. Things which are, which would not be implemented or questioned, would not be asked upon. We would not be asked this question, that why did you not learn this, why did you not do this? We are learning those kind of things which are unnecessary. How? On the other hand, to know of everything, to have a knowledge of every field, a bit of knowledge of every field, we should have, everyone should have. But the most important knowledge is knowledge of Deen. Rasulullah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned in the Quran all the ahkam, all the laws and orders of Islam and Sharia. But he has not mention that do it in this particular way. We hear again and again scholars giving speech that Allah says in the Quran, perform your salat. Allah says in the Quran, give your zakat. Allah says in the Quran, fast. Allah says in the Quran, do hajj. Is there any way in the Quran Allah says do the hajj this way, in this manner, to pray your salat in this manner, do your wudu in this manner, to give your zakat in this manner? No, this is a knowledge. And for this knowledge, to convey this knowledge to the ummah, to his servant, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent prophet after prophet to convey his message, to convey the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because this is against the shan of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to come down to the people and serve and say, okay, this is my order, you fulfill it. It is easy for every one of us. It is very easy if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala intends to come to the earth and say, I am your Lord, you have to obey my order. This is my order, obey it. Is there any person here who will say, no, I don't believe in that? Every person has to obey it. So therefore Allah's shan is not there. Allah wanted to send his message through his prophets. So he sent prophet after prophet, and the Nabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sent here to complete the deen of Islam, to complete the deen, the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He has completed, and the final wording Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had given, that deen has been completed. There is no addition, there is no deduction in this deen. So therefore then don't put any input and don't take anything out from this deen, because I have completed the deen. So Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, through Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, these mas'ala, these way of method of doing things, the order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, implement the order of Allah and to able to do them properly and accordingly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent his messenger and he has shown and taught him. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not say anything from his desire. وَمَا يَنْتِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْيٌ يُوحَىٰ. Everything which I am saying is not from my desire, or I want to do these things like this, or you, this is my wish, you do it like this. No, if he said it, the Sahaba were prepared to do it. This is how much faith they had for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But Allah, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, no, this is not my word. Whatever Allah sends through wahi, this is what I say. So this knowledge is very important. To learn the deen, knowledge is very important. My dear respected brothers and elders, knowledge of other aspects of dunya can be acquired through a lot of channels. If somebody wants to acquire the knowledge of how the medicine is made, or how to fix a car, or how to do this, they just have to get a textbook, read it through, understand it. Look at a documentary. This knowledge can get acquired. But the knowledge of deen, you can get the words from the books. But the reality of that knowledge cannot be obtained until you go to those people who are not, who have sought the knowledge in the right way and acquired that knowledge. We have to go to them, learn about deen. Not by reading one hadith and say, okay, I have read this hadith in so-and-so book, Sahih al-Bukhari. What is the background of this hadith? Nobody knows. The person who read the hadith or done the tarjama, read the tarjama, he does not know. And he's quoting that hadith to people. He is quoting the hadith to people. But that hadith has linked with a lot of other hadiths. A lot of other stories behind it. It has a link with the Quranic ayat. And we interpret. We go on saying these kind of words to people without understanding. Without even going and researching on this through right channel. Through the scholars, through the people who have strived for the sake of deen. This book, for example, any particular deeni book, you pick up and you read certain things. That has been written by a scholar. He has spent half of his life in searching for deen. And after that, he has wrote this book. He just did not sit down on a chair, said, okay, I'm going to write a book today. Start writing. No. To write a paragraph or even a line, he had to go through a lot of other books and research to actually write that. And today, we sit down and in 1 hour, 2 hours, we can read the whole book. And these people spend years and years and years writing the book. There are many scholars who have spent their life in the jail, behind the bar, and they wrote books. Knowledge of deen. And today we did that and say, okay, you know, I have understood it. Brother, I have understood this. This is what I understand. Oh, we don't want your knowledge. Don't worry about it. I understand this. Oh, mashallah, you're right. You're right, I believe you. But this is my understanding. This is the way I do it. And there is another bimari within our society is, oh, mashallah, there is a majority of people doing this. Should be okay. In Islam, there is no majority, minority. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he went to battle of Badr, they had less people, 313. And the kuffars won in thousands. Who won the battle? Who won the battle? Can you answer me? Huh? 313 or the thousands? The quantity and quality, Prophet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I don't look at your quantity, but I look at the quality of your amal. Even though if it's a little bit, I look at that, not how much you've done. Today, if a person prays 5 times daily prayer, okay, and with that he prays his sunnah, nawafil and everything, and with that he prays his wajibat and nawafil and everything, and then his pardon in his tilawat, his zikr, azkar, everything. But this is all is done. His intention is not correct. He's doing for the sake of people. He's got quality, yes? There is quantity there. Quantity is there, is it or not? Please answer me. Is there? But the quality is not there. But a person performs his 5-time prayer with khulus and niyat to please his Lord. Quantity is not there. I mean, but the quality is there. And that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala looks at. So don't get into this frame that majority. No. What is haq? We go for. What we don't understand, don't try to open it up and try to understand it. Go to people who has the knowledge and try get understanding from them. If you don't understand something of deen, stay quiet. For example, if you don't understand about dunya, okay, the law and order, do we speak? Nobody comes to us. It's about law of this country. Oh yeah, that brother, he read about law. Let me go to him. He says something, but he has not done his law course. So therefore, his word won't be taken. A person will go to a lawyer, a barrister. For deen, you have to go to scholars to understand deen. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give me the understanding first. And then you brothers, inshallah. Because if I understand, then it's easy for me. So if everybody thinks that my understanding should be there, that I need to seek the deen of knowledge, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inshallah, will guide us. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will guide us through that path which He has promised will lead us to Jannah, inshallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.